Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. Austin, have you ever had Jiffy Burger?
I have not, but I had a guy last night who worked for the WNML, the sports animal over here in Knoxville, and he's our sideline reporter for our Thursday games. And so he told me, he goes, I really aspire to have a team on the radio the way the Midday guys. It was a really good compliment for you guys, and you guys are having fun as I come on. That's why I bring this up.
He was actually being serious about that, too?
Yeah. Oh, dead serious. Dead serious.
We appreciate that.
All the animals admire us. The sports animals, T-Rack, all the animals.
But between that and the Lene Kukua reference, I mean, I'm ready to go.
Well, you need to ask Alante Taylor, who's from Manchester, in Coffee County High School, about Jiffy Burger next time you talk to him. It's a
great icebreaker.
Yeah. Tennessee lands a commitment earlier today, and you guys at VolQuest were all over it. Jalen McCullough, another four-star defensive back out of the state of Georgia. Tennessee is doing well in that state right now, Austin.
They're having a lot of success, and the good thing is the state of Georgia's got so much talent that they all can't just go to Georgia. So you see Auburn, you see Alabama, and most recently Clemson and now Tennessee really, trying to find ways to get in to the Peach State. They're doing, really well there. 8 commitments from the state of Georgia, several of them high-profile guys like Wanya Morris. Today they get Jalen McCullough, a safety who's extremely intelligent, has great ball skills, and is just a great football player, loves the game, eats it up. And that's one of the big reasons he told me he picked Tennessee. The staff loves football, and he wanted to be around people that love and need the game.
Austin, I thought it was interesting seeing and hearing and reading Jonathan Kongbo's comments. And I know you wrote about this, and VolQuest wrote about it extensively, but just seems more comfortable this year with the culture around Tennessee football. Is that safe to say with Jonathan Kongbo and most of the guys you're talking to?
Yeah, I don't know about most of the guys, but there are certain guys that never really meshed with the previous staff. And, no matter when you have a new head coach come in, you're going to have guys that naturally, from a mentality standpoint, mesh better with the new guy. And Kongbo is that. I think he was never really comfortable with the previous staff, which is why you had the hanging up of the cleats and then the FIFA reference and all that stuff. But he is, he's very comfortable with where he's at. He looks really good. I was certainly skeptical of him losing the weight and trying to play linebacker, play that outside backer position, put his hand down the ground some, but mostly stand up. But he's really adapted well to it and has been really solid in fall camp. That's a great sign for him because, I call it, the Jeff Blauser effect. This is a contract year for Jonathan Kongbo. He needs to have a really good year. It's a contract year for Juwan Jennings because a lot of these guys are hoping to either they're seniors or they're older juniors that are looking to get to the league. They want to, ball out. And so for Jonathan Kongbo, he's looking to have that, type of year that, puts him, into the combine and then puts him on the radar of several NFL teams. And he's doing everything this coaching staff is asking him to do, and that's as much as you can do at this point.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. He joins us on the Midday 180. Will tomorrow be what, in essence, is the final dress rehearsal for the opening kickoff in their scrimmage?
Yeah, I think the scrimmage next Saturday will be more situational because you'll be 1 week out. Tomorrow, I think, goes a long way to deciding several positions, whether it be the offensive line, whether it be quarterback, running back. I think tomorrow is pivotal for a core group of players that are trying to lock down spots. And I think it all starts at the quarterback spot.
Quarterback spot, which is still up for grabs. We're asking the guy who told us that you thought it was Garantano's all the way, right?
Yeah, I've always said it's been Jerry Garantano's job. I did say on Monday that in talking to some people that Keller Crist won the scrimmage last Sunday. But in talking to more and more people, I think the best way to put that is Keller Crist had his best day. Doesn't mean he was better than Garantano. It just meant that Keller Crist played better than at any point since he's been wearing orange. And so I still think that this is Garantano's gig. I'll be shocked if it's not. I'll be the first one to come back on here and say I was wrong. But, in talking to several different people, he just has right now the command and really, I think, the ears of the players. And I think that was what Jeremy Pruitt was looking for, somebody that, one, could manage it, two, that could make plays, three, that was not going to turn it over, and then four, somebody that would lead. And right now he's doing all of those things really well. And I think Jerry Garantano has really blossomed from last year to spring, and then even a greater step from spring through the summertime when he went down to the Manning Passing Academy into fall camp. He seems like he's going from drill to drill with a confidence. It's not like the youthful bounce that he had a year ago. It's more now like, I'm the guy. I know I'm the guy. Now let's go.
So David Shaw, Stanford's head coach, spoke on the Ivan Mazel podcast and basically said he told Keller Crist, you're too talented, you're too good to be my backup or to be a backup here for us. Which leads me to believe that he would go somewhere where he feels like he was going to be the starter, because there were better opportunities for him, I'm sure, to go start somewhere if he wanted to just go and be anointed the starter than at Tennessee, where they had a freshman quarterback who had started the year before. What do you make of those comments by David Shaw? Should we read anything at all into that? And do you think Keller Crist came to Tennessee fully expecting that he was going to be the guy?
I think Keller Crist came to Tennessee knowing he was going to have an opportunity to compete. And he felt like, this is being still a big-time name in college football, even though it's not had the success over the last decade that many fans would like. He felt like he could potentially be the missing piece. I think the coaches offered him an opportunity. I don't think they offered him the job in any shape or form. But I think Keller came here thinking, I've got a real shot to win this job. I don't know why David Shaw is really talking about it. I get it. He was asked about it by, on the podcast. But, if he wasn't good enough to start for you, then I don't know. I think it puts him in a tough spot, puts Keller in a tough spot. I think it puts everybody involved in a tough spot.
Follow Austin on Twitter. VolQuest will have complete coverage of tomorrow's scrimmage. At Austin Priceless is where you can find him there. Austin Price, VolQuest.com with the VolQuest Report twice a week here on the Midday 180. Thank you, man, and we will recap everything with you from the weekend on Monday.
Appreciate it. You guys enjoy high school football tonight.
We will. Looking forward to it. Thank you, man. Austin Price, VolQuest.com.